Hokies had their good on Saturday. They had their rough patches, but they did get the win over North Carolina. And at the end of the day, Mr. Bill Roth, they are 5-1, and that's a lot different than what they were 365 days ago.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they're playing really great on defense, and the receivers have really stepped up. I think that's what's encouraging. Scoring in the red zone, 3 trips, 3 touchdowns, that was great. And another turnover-free football game. That's 2 games in a row with no turnovers. And if you don't turn the ball over and don't commit penalties and pick it well and play great defense, you can live with a running game that's struggling. So they'll have to play really a whole lot better, though, I think, this week with Pittsburgh.
There was a lot of talk post-game about trust and experience and comfort. And we're seeing that if we just stick to the passing game. I think we're seeing that from the entire offense, from Scott Leffler, Logan Thomas from his offensive coordinator, and now Logan Thomas, as you mentioned, to his wide receivers.
Yeah, it's a whole new system. They put it in the spring, of course, but you got to really get used to each other and see how Leffler's going to call plays and how it's going to work. And I thought it was really interesting. The Hokies get backed up on their own 2-yard line and take a deep shot. That's not something that we've seen a whole lot of over the years. Going 3 wides and have Logan in the shotgun standing in the middle of the end zone at Lane Stadium. But it worked. And when it works, it's a great play call, of course. But they're clearly more aggressive than they've been in the past, and that's exciting to see.
Can you put your finger on it? I mean, it's a little head-scratching when you see an offensive line be able to pass block so well and give their quarterback time. But it's off on the run blocking. Can you put your finger on something?
Well, I'm not a coach, so if I was, I'd let them know. But clearly the running game isn't there, and we're halfway through the season, 6 games out of 12. So, I don't know where you got freshman tailbacks. That's probably an issue. And you've got some offensive linemen moving around. And without question, they're a much better pass-blocking group. And maybe that's just their makeup. Maybe we're going to have to live with that this year.
Can this offense rely on the pass?
Well, what's interesting is around the goal line, they were able to run it in. So, I'm excited about that. I don't know. I think eventually they're going to have to run the ball a little bit better than what they're doing. I don't know if they're ever going to be a 250-yard rushing yard per game kind of team. Not this year. That would be a real shocker. It'd be great for Coach Beamer if it happened, but they're going to have to get something out of the running game, more than 55 or 60 yards a game.
He's Bill Roth joining us in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. I'll get to Pitt in a second. If you can explain this, because for you and I, we get it, but some fans don't. A lot of complaints, a lot of questions about why all the early start times. Can you just kind of, like I said, you and I both get it because of TV and matchups. Can you explain just a little bit why so many early start times for this Virginia Tech team?
Frustrating. This will be the 19th in the last 5 seasons. That's a tie for second in our conference, but not a whole lot more than anybody else, to be quite honest. Every Monday on Monday morning, the folks get together on the ESPN campus up in Bristol and in Building 12, and they go through the day. And what games do they think will be the best matchups? And what games can they show in the right time zones they'll get the best ratings? And that's what's happened. And the Hokies have fallen to noon. Now, noon isn't necessarily a bad time slot from ESPN's perspective. The Florida-Miami game was at noon. Ohio State-Michigan's at noon. This week, the Texas-Oklahoma game will be at noon. Well, that's really 11 a.m. in Dallas, 11 a.m. local. So the good news is we're not playing any 11 a.m. games like all those Big 10 and Big 12 teams play. And Alabama's game last week started at 11, just to get into the noon slot. So we're fortunate we're in the East time zone.
Fortunate to be on TV, because remember years ago there were some games that just didn't get on TV.
And that's interesting. I've talked with that. I think we were talking about this on the radio show 2 weeks ago. I think it would be worthwhile playing an early season game at night. If the Hokies are going to play Western Carolina or a team like that every year, I'm not so sure that game shouldn't be moved to night.
Yeah.
It makes probably a long night for folks in Richmond or Hampton Roads or up in D.C. But I think for a lot of people, the social aspect of the game, the social aspect of the day, rather, is lost at a noon kickoff. The Richmond Hokie Club, they do a great job. They send buses up every game. And that bus leaves the parking ride on Parham Road Saturday morning at 6. You get up at 5:15 or earlier to catch that bus. And you get a couple hours of tailgating in, but someone sent a note to Jim Weaver last night that you know, at the end of the day, you're tired of eating eggs and bacon tailgate. I think some people would like to have a real tailgate party, and it's hard to do with an in-game.
Well put. Bill Roth joining us for a couple more minutes. Cowan Gates Roth Report. Bill will be on the air this Saturday with Mike Burnup calling Virginia Tech and Pitt, and I've seen the headlines. The revenge tour continues because going back a year ago in Pittsburgh, this is where things really went sour on the season.
Pittsburgh played its best game of the year against the Hokies, and the Hokies probably played their worst. Russell Schell and that offensive line ran all over Tech. But you know what? It's a different team. Shell's gone. There's new linemen. It's kind of, it's really the same game we just played. Because a year ago, Carolina hammered the Hokies with Gio Bernard having the big game. And obviously, Bernard's playing for the Bengals. So he's long gone. And the same thing with Shell. He's gone. Pitt has a new quarterback. Sinceri is gone. And now it's this Tom Savage gentleman who's been around. This is his third school. He's 23. He's a veteran guy. But, you know, UVA did a great job shutting them down, really, for the whole game. The two touchdowns Pittsburgh scored were really gifts. And UVA did a great job of getting to Savage. And I'm sure the Panthers will make some changes here because clearly the Hokies' defense is playing great. And Savage is coming off a concussion. I don't think they're going to let him sit back there and let James Gale and Tyrell Wilson and the defensive line tee off on him. But if the Hokies can stop the run Saturday, I think they'll be in good shape.
And if they do get the ball in the air, this will be a fun matchup. You got Devin Street and Tyler Board, the dynamic duo of Pitt right now as wide receivers, going up against a young but very talented secondary of Virginia Tech.
Well, you know, the Hokies have 13 interceptions already this year. That leads the country. They got 15 sacks. They got 50 tackle for loss already in six games. That's a lot. That's a lot of quarterbacks going down. And I don't know that I've seen a team here probably since 99 or 2000 that can put heat on a quarterback like this group can. And I'm excited to watch them get even better as the season goes on.
Bill Roth on the call on Saturday, Hokies, and now in the ACC, the Pitt Panthers. We'll be listening, my friend. And before I let you go, one more piece of information. Go Buckos.
Yep, tomorrow's the day in St. Louis.
I know you'll be watching.
I got my Willie Stargell bobblehead. Captain Will is excited.
You like that?
I do, thanks.
You got it, buddy. Good seeing you Saturday.
It's Bill. Always.
That's Bill Roth joining us in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. I had a Willie Stargell, a fiberglass Willie Stargell bobblehead doll that a buddy gave me. And it was a nice desk ornament, but it doesn't have the meaning. And that's Bill's favorite player. So I gave it to him years ago. And it sits proudly there on his desk in rally of his battle in Buckos.